Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
China's hackers are positioning on American infrastructure in preparation to wreak havoc and cause real-world harm to American citizens and communities if and when China decides the time has come to strike.
FBI Director Christopher Wray says Chinese hackers are in position for an assault on national and economic security and calls that the defining threat of our generation. Wray testified to Congress the hackers have or want access to critical infrastructure, including water treatment plants, electrical grids, oil and natural gas pipelines, and transportation systems.
Would you like to do so now?
Well,
they're here. You're on national television. Would you like now to apologize to the victims who have been harmed by your product? Show them the pictures. Would you like to apologize for what you've done to these good people?
In a contentious congressional hearing, Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley forced Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg to apologize for victims of social media child sexual exploitation. After Hawley's speech, Zuckerberg said he is sorry to families in the audience holding pictures of young people, many of whom had committed suicide. CEOs of Meta, X, TikTok, Discord, and Snap testified. Snap CEO Evan Spiegel also apologized. Many family members later said they were surprised but found the apologies insincere. Meanwhile, the White House is calling for legislation against explicit deepfake AI images, like recent ones of pop icon Taylor Swift. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says given lax enforcement of internal rules by the companies, the images are too common and disproportionately hurt women.
Social media companies make their own independent decisions about content management. They have an important role in enforcing their own rules. Congress should take legislative action. It is alarming to us, and we're going to continue to do what we can from the federal government.
In response to the deep fakes, Swift's fans flooded social media with positive images intended to drown the explicit pictures out of search results. An Illinois Board of Elections committee has voted unanimously to keep former President Donald Trump on the ballot. Residents sought to bar him using the 14th Amendment prohibition on insurrectionists in office, given January 6th. But Trump's lawyer Adam Merrill says it's the right decision under the state election law.
Section 10-10. Simply does not give the board the authority to weigh into complicated federal constitutional issues.
Karen Lederer represents Free Speech for People, the group seeking to keep Trump off the ballot. She says they'll appeal.
This is a very controversial case, and so we expected that it would be resolved on appeal, and that's where we're headed.
Similar cases in a number of states are pending or being appealed. Some courts have ruled against barring Trump from the primary, but have left room for action ahead of the general election. And hanging over all of this is an appeal on a ruling from Colorado that the U.S. Supreme Court plans to hear next week. I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.